And welcome back on Husker Radio. It's Tristan Winder. Glad to be with you as we sit down now and talk to the voice of Husker Volleyball, the one and only John Baylor joining us. John, as always, it's a pleasure.
Tristan, great to talk to you. Pleasure. And how's everything in North Platte?
I was telling you off the air a minute ago, John, one of the great things about Lincoln County is things don't change much out here, and I'm okay with that.
The rock against the winds of change. What a fabulous community, and that downtown is awesome.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it? And John, we talked to you, I believe it was early in the season, after the scrimmage, I think, was last time that we talked to you a little bit. And lots changed since then for Coach Cook and company, as regular season play has kind of come to its conclusion for the volleyball squad.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a mixed success. I mean, sure, finishing second in the conference is definitely an accomplishment when you think about the Big Ten, the most rigorous volleyball conference in the country. But Nebraska is still searching for a reliable right side, a reliable second outside hitter, and this is awfully late in the campaign to still be searching. But one reason you're searching is you have a lot of depth, which is usually an asset. But Nebraska has shown glimpses, Tristan, the glimpses of the potential we thought they had. But can they sustain it? And they'll need to sustain it if the Huskers are fortunate enough to get beyond this weekend and off to Austin, Texas, for what will be easily the most rugged regional out there.
Now, John, there's a lot of depth on this squad, and that kind of plays into what you and I were talking about earlier in the season about this recruiting class being perhaps the best ever, even better than anything in the sports industry before.
Yeah, the Omaha World Herald says this is the best recruiting class ever, not just in sports. I mean, better than Microsoft's recruiting class that Bill Gates put together in the mid-70s. Bottom line is there's a ton of talent. The future's really bright. But they're freshmen, and at this point, they're not really freshmen anymore. They've been at it for a long time. But still, you see, you know, inconsistent play, but they have so much talent. It's so fun to watch them. But, you know, you play against Wisconsin, and Wisconsin's got three graduate students on the floor at a time, make it four. So they got, what, four young women who are 23, 24, and we're playing with 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds. So it's a learning process. But, you know, Lindsey Krause on the right, I think ultimately will end up on the left side probably in the future. She's one of the best ever to come out of the state. Whitney Launstein is so fun to watch. But if you're at a Husker match and she's in there, you got to get off your phone because you do not know where that ball is going. And it's coming at high velocity. And, you know, Lexi Rodriguez might be the best libero we've ever had. Now, we're called setter U. I think we should be called libero U with, you know, two Olympic liberos in the last decade coming out of the program. So, you know, just a lot of promise. And Allie Batenhorst had one of her best matches to finish the season in the big four-set win at Purdue. So we're going to need those freshmen because we're going to play a lot of experienced players if we get to the Texas Regional and face the Longhorns and face the Wildcats of Kentucky.
Now, John, as we look at the roster, yeah, there's a lot of youth, but we do have some experience. A gal like Lexi Sun, for example, and how has she and the upperclassmen looked in somewhat mentoring these underclassmen?
Well, Kayla Caffey's been amazing in the middle. Hope she comes back next year. She could. It should be a seventh-year college student. And I'm a big fan of college. I think, offices and cubicles are a little overrated. So I hope she comes back. Then, Lauren Stivern's one of the best middles in the history of the program. But Lexi's had her, least memorable season. And it's not exactly clear why. She's had a lot on her plate with all this NIL opportunity. I mean, she was on the front page of the Washington Post because of her NIL success. Who knows? But she's a fabulous young woman with a ton of talent. She's a two-time third-team All-American, two-time first-team All-Conference in the best conference in the country. Hopefully she's saving her best for last because we desperately need her. But as far as these freshmen, yeah, they need some mentoring, but they looked like veterans. They've seen a lot of battles now over the last 2 months, especially in the conference, and hopefully they're ready because they need to play like veterans the next 3 weeks.
Lady Huskers getting the 10 seed, set to host Campbell this week. Should be relatively easy going in that first round, but upsets can and will happen.
The coach would not be happy with that commentary. He takes it one doggone point at a time. But yeah, it'd be the first time the Huskers ever take a first-round exit. But, you know, Harvard won the first game 4 years ago. And, boy, those 25 parents wearing crimson that night at the Devaney were doing a jig. I'm confident they took a photo of that scoreboard and put it on their media guy the next decade. But Campbell, they come from the Big South Conference. And Brewer's Creek, North Carolina, is their home. 4,000 students, private college. Typically, first-round opponents, and there's no exception here, are undersized. So it's going to take a while for the larger Huskers to adjust their block. Expect the Campbells, the Fighting Camels from Campbell University to have some success tooling the Husker forearms early on, at least. And then the winner gets either Kansas State, and they could have taken us to five sets earlier this year, so they're loaded and they've got a great coach, or Florida State, which has been through the ACC this year, which has two top four seeds in Louisville and Pittsburgh. So this is no picnic this weekend at the Devaney.
Not a picnic at all. Always tough to beat a team twice, though, so that Kansas State game, if that works out, that could be really risky, John.
I'm with you, and you know, Aliyah Carter is worth the price of admission. She's only 5'9". She plays on the outside. She's out of Dubuque-Wallert Catholic, Caleb Banworth's alma mater for Nebraska fans. But Carter just jumps out of the gym. She's fun to watch. Now, 5'9", she's a little undersized, but boy, she doesn't play like it. And they've got another great right side, Haley Warner, on the right. Those two torched us early on, but both teams are so different now. Who knows? But got to get there first, and K-State's got a battle on their hands early in the afternoon on Friday against Florida State.
Now, John, as we look ahead, recruiting has already began, and a big recruit was announced by Coach Cook, dual sport athlete Maggie Mendelson getting a big letter of intent. I believe it was last week or maybe the week before. Yep. For the Lady Huskers.
I love it. But you know, I'm thinking if volleyball and women's basketball teams are playing simultaneously, Maggie just keeps an eye on the scores. Whatever team's losing just jumps in a golf cart and heads on over.
Might have somebody have that golf cart fired up and she just jump on.
They got to wear the same jerseys, so she can just jump right in. But she's according to Coach, is really special, 6'5", and she's primarily a volleyball player. And you know, will she be ready to go as a freshman next year? Yeah, it's a big leap. I mean, Lauren Stivens was a redshirt freshman, and you know, her freshman year was solid, but nothing compared to later years. So it takes a while. I think it's going to be a while for her to be a huge contributor for the volleyball program. But you know, hopefully Kayla Caffey comes back, and Kaylee Meyer out of Superior is a favorite of the team. She's such a great practice player. I think she's ready to break through. She just hasn't had many chances this year. I think Kaylee Meyer is on the floor next year for the Huskers in the middle. But an amazing recruiting class. We've got the number one recruit coming in 2 years. We've got the number one recruit coming next year. We got one of the top 10 recruits in Mendelson coming next year. The future is very bright for volleyball fans.
John, anything else you'd like to add today?
Well, it's typically we remember seasons and endeavors, frankly, with how they finish. You don't remember the journey, Tristan, right? And so you know, we'll look back, and the players will look back for the rest of their lives on this season based on what happens this weekend, the following weekend, the next week. And that's not fair. But there's never been a number 10 seed that's won a national championship. There's rarely been number 10 seeds that have arrived in the Final Four. It's happened. But often there are injuries on the higher-ranked team late in the season, which partially explains it. So this is a huge mountain for Nebraska to climb this particular winter. But they can do it. They showed flashes against Purdue, and they did not get Wisconsin in their regional. Texas has Wisconsin-like firepower. They're not quite as experienced, but they definitely have Wisconsin-type firepower. They're on a mission. Can you imagine Texas with this level of talent not winning a national championship, and they've got, what, 2, maybe 3 years to go if all of them come back for a COVID year? So they're on a mission. They're at home. They don't like Nebraska. Huskers have Kentucky first. And if fortunate, we'll have a chance at the Longhorn. So this is quite a rocky road, but never doubt Husker heart.
Absolutely not. John, look forward to having you on the call. As always, we appreciate the time and all the great work you do for our affiliates throughout the state.
Anytime, Tristan. Take care.